Welcome to your wish fulfilled. To begin, just think of something that you love to manifest and create in your life. Be a shift in your work, your relationship, your health, could be anything. And just imagine you walk into that experience as if it has already happened right now. Just visualize what you want as if you're living inside that reality. Noticing what you see, what you feel, what you hear. And as you embrace this higher experience, just notice how you can relax and settle in to that good feeling. All is well, everything is good. And just bringing that good feeling into your heart, into your body. Taking a nice deep breath. And welcome back to your wish fulfilled. Isn't that a good feeling? Just tuning into it. I was talking to someone yesterday, helping him go into this experience, and he immediately felt profoundly better. So today we're diving into the difference between fear and faith, the energy of constriction and expansion, and what effect that has on our life in a practical way, and how we can come into that expanded feeling more often. I'll just share a story with you. Recently, I've had two very interesting different experiences related to this with other people and in relation to joining one of our programs. And we see this all the time. So this one person, both of them were in a state of, to some degree, fear and expansion, right? On the one hand, they want to expand into a higher level and to get the tools and the support they need to have the life that they love and to expand their work and to help people and to generate a full-time income doing what they love. So there's that feeling of expansion. And then there's the feeling of fear. Ooh, what if it doesn't work? Oh, I haven't got any money, or I'm stressed out. What about this, right? And we have this when we do anything new, whether it's a new practice or a new relationship or moving to a new place or going on vacation. It doesn't matter, anything new sort of brings up this fear and faith issue. So one of the people, she felt the fear, but she was willing to go into the expansion because she knew it was good for her soul, and she took the leap of faith. And once she was in the program, she immediately felt profound relief and joy. She said, oh my God, I feel so good. I heard this from somebody else who joined recently, and this feeling of, I've expanded into this higher reality. I'm going to receive all the tools and support I need. And excuse the roosters, I'm here in Hawaii, and they are wild roosters running around. And they love to expand and let their voice be heard if you hear them on the tape. On the session, that's what it is. So she expanded into this higher state of consciousness, and she felt so much better than she has in a long time, and she's going to keep expanding. On the other hand, I talked to somebody else who was in constriction energy, and I helped him expand out, and he felt really good, but then he went back to constriction. And I ended up saying, look, it seems like you're not in a position to take this jump. I will give you free things to help you just as a gift. Because my main mission in life is to serve people. We want to have our students reach 400 million people, right? So we're really wanting to expand and help as many as we can, regardless of whether they give us any money or not. That's why we do podcasts and meditations and free courses. So I said, here's a free course. It can help you with your work, help you with your business, help you expand out, help you make more money, help you feel better. And I thought, great, you know, let's just give blessings. And then I also gave him some advice on how he could make more money in his business. Just all free blessings, right? And and funnily enough, I was really quite surprised to hear that he wasn't willing to receive the gifts that were being given freely from the heart. Ended up unsubscribing from our mailing list. And I was just really quite surprised to see that. But actually, I wasn't that surprised, because I've seen this same thing again and again, that the people who need the most help are the least willing to receive it, right? And what happens is when we go into constriction, when you go into constriction, you might have help at all sides and you can't get it, you can't receive it. I'll give another example of this. There's a fascinating documentary on, I think it's called The Science of Luck or something like that, by Derren Brown. It's worth watching this. Derren Brown is a hypnotist, mentalist, entertainer. I like his work, it's fascinating. And he had one on luck. I'm not quite sure the exact title, but it's something about luck. It's about this guy who said he was unlucky, right? They interviewed all these people, and are you a lucky or unlucky person? He said, no, I'm always unlucky, I'm unlucky. So they thought, okay, is he really unlucky, or is he just constricted and not willing to notice the blessings? So they started giving him things. They put a scratch card in his mailbox that had loads of money and a free TV on it, right? But he didn't even look at the card and didn't scratch it. So there was something right there that he just threw in the trash. They then put cash, lots of cash, right in front of him as he was walking down. So he was literally walking past money and he didn't see it. I recently found $120 on the beach, right? I saw it. And if I didn't pick it up, it would probably blow away into the ocean or into the bushes somewhere. So I picked it up. There was money right there in his path, like as he was walking past. He ignored it. There was more and more and more of these opportunities given to him, and he continuously ignored it over and over again. Finally, he was willing to look at what happened. They showed him the videos of him doing this. And then he decided to do something quite radical, risk his life savings, basically, on a throw of a dice, right? Which is actually a reckless thing to do, let's be honest. But he was open to the possibility of luck, and he ended up, of course, it's TV, he ended up winning a whole bunch of money back. So he ended up becoming lucky. Now, this is wonderful entertainment, but the same thing is happening in our own life. In our own life. I'll give you a couple more stories to illustrate this. There was a time when I was literally so depressed and heartbroken from a relationship thing in England that I couldn't get off the floor. I was lying on a wooden floor in a state of terrible agony, emotional agony. I was so constricted, I didn't want to see anyone, I didn't want to go anywhere, I couldn't leave the house. I was literally lying on the floor in a state of terrible pain. And at a certain point, after about 3 months of this, right, I would just get up, eat, go back, lie down. It was just terrible. After enough, I said, Michael, you've got to get it together. You've got to get it together. So I went to the park and I lay down in this field and I listened to these meditations and I just thought, I need help. I'm open to expand. I'm open to go to this higher level. And I lay there in the field and I surrendered to a higher power and I said, look, I need some serious help here. I'm open to help. And after about an hour of just letting go, letting go, letting the emotions go, being open, expanding, 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 I got this huge bolt of power came right down from the sky. It came right down and I got this message, get off your knees. and do the things you need to do. So I immediately felt this rush of energy. So I stood up and I ran back home, literally ran all the way back home, set up a vision board of what I wanted. And I just sat in front of that vision board every morning and just felt that I'd attained it. And I saw this image of this beautiful tropical place and having plenty of wealth and being in good relationships. And I held this vision, and I think it was about 2 to 3 months later, it might have been even less than that, I received a message from my friend who had literally bought me a ticket to go to Hawaii. I hadn't asked for the ticket. He just bought it, had my name on it, and it left in 10 days from the day I received that email. So I was not expecting to go at all. And 10 days later, I'm actually on a plane going to Hawaii. I finally get there. It's like a 20-hour plane journey. And I get out at the airport, and it's just so beautiful. The wind is perfect. It's tropical. My friend picks me up. He gives me this big flower garland and this fresh coconut. And next thing I know, I'm standing on the beach, drinking this coconut, feeling the waves roll over my feet, feeling the sun on my face. What a complete transformation. It's such a radical transformation halfway around the world. From fear to faith. From constriction energy to expansion energy. Looking at this vast, endless ocean, the waves lapping, and a whole new life opened up for me. Since then, I've traveled all over the place, but that expanded feeling, right? It was like, it was just a miracle to go from lying on the floor in my bedroom in this nasty place to being in this tropical paradise because I expanded out, right? This is the power of expanding out. And I see this again and again and again in people that I work with, that if you're not expanding, then you're contracting. You're either in fear, which is contraction, which where you block possibilities, block opportunities, block situations that can help, block good feelings, block everything. Everything is blocked, you know, and it's understandable. I mean, it happens to me on a fairly regular basis. I have to expand out on purpose, right? What we're talking about is opening our heart. I'll give you one more story to illustrate how powerful this is. When I was in Hawaii, right, I felt great about it, but I still didn't have any money, right? So here I am in this beautiful place, and I'm like, I need to figure it out, otherwise I have to go back to England. One of the things that happened to me, which is fascinating, is I wrote down how much money I wanted. I literally wrote on a whiteboard, I want $5,000 because I need money immediately. Then I want $30,000. Right, because I thought if I can get 5, then I can get 30, and then I'll be relaxed. I can just relax because I literally came with no money at all. And shortly after I wrote that on the board, I met somebody who wanted to give me $6,000 for helping him with some website stuff because I had experience in design. And I was like, well, that's a synchronicity right there. So I helped him out. Helped him build this website thing with my friend who's a web designer. I did the design. And then after that, he unexpectedly, he wanted to come and see me, and we went for a walk on the beach. And I very vividly remember we're sitting on the beach just having a chat, and I was in this expanded state, and I was very grateful for life, and I was just talking about my visions, talking about, you know, what I'd love to create, and I was just in this expanded state. And he just said to me, would you like $15,000? I was like, to do these things you're talking about? And I said, yeah, of course, thank you. I mean, I thought he might have been joking, but he wasn't. He wired me money. And then, about, I can't remember, a few months later, he said, you know what, I'm getting the message to give you another $15,000 to help you out. This is just some guy out of the blue who, for some reason, wanted to just give money to people who were doing good things. That's a proper miracle right there. I didn't know him before. I wasn't expecting someone to actually just give me money. I thought I'd have to work for it. Nowadays, of course, I have companies set up and I add a lot of value and all this thing, but that was someone who believed in me, who wanted me to start doing things that help people. And as a result of that, so much other things have been created, and he's getting the fortune of that through the blessings, and we've given him courses and we've given him all these things now, so it's all good. But isn't that interesting? If I'd been in a constricted state, I would not have been open to receive that, and I wouldn't have been open to have those conversations. I wouldn't have attracted that. So many people, they're in a situation, and it's understandable, they get into constriction mode. Oh my God, I haven't got any money. Oh, I can't invest in myself. I haven't got $10 to invest. So we have to make a decision. Am I going to do what I can to change my life, where I'm at? Or am I going to be stuck? So there's nothing special about me personally. It's just that I decided to go from restriction, contraction, and fear. And I had the faith to expand out and be open to opportunities. And thank goodness that I did, because otherwise, who knows? I might be some drug addict on the street, you know, trying to get a job for minimum wage, right? I don't know what would have happened. So how can you go into the expanded feeling? And how can you get out of fear? The first thing is just knowing it's possible. That's why I'm sharing these stories. Because when you hear the stories, when you let the stories pour into your mind, these are real, 100% true stories, I'm telling you. When you allow that into your consciousness, then you think, well, it's happened to other people who were in a bad place. And let's be honest, I was literally bankrupt, broken, heartbroken, lying on the floor, totally depressed. And next thing I know, I'm in Hawaii. That is a totally bizarre thing to happen that would not have happened if I'd been constricted. So when you realize, and this is just a few stories, right? And you've listened to other people, you've listened to different teachers and different people, you'll hear the same sort of thing again and again and again and again. So it's really good to listen to stories like this. That's one thing that really helps. Second thing is to look at your own life. Look at your own life. And think about all the things that have happened to you when you've been expanded. When you have come into that feeling, you know what it feels like when you feel you feel relaxed, you feel at ease, you feel like life is good, there's possibilities, things are going to get better, you believe in yourself, you believe in life, you believe in the future, you believe in the economy, you believe in other people, right? There's this sense of yes to life, yes. This is why there's actually so few entrepreneurs and people setting up companies, because they don't believe enough. They think, oh, I could never do it. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So they don't try anything. You know, you have to believe. If you don't believe, you're not going to try. If you don't have faith, you won't even do anything. This is the problem. So that feeling, there's another word for faith. Faith is sort of, in a way, a bad translation of another way of saying this, which in Sanskrit is nischay. Nischay means faith, but it really means certainty, conviction, and deep knowingness. So if someone said to you, Michael, could you make a cup of tea? Or, you know, I'll ask you, can you make a cup of tea? Could you make a cup of tea? Yeah, you're going to say, of course, I'm 100% certain I can make tea. If there's a kettle there and there's, you know, water and there's tea bags and a cup, or there's, you know, tea in a tea strainer, I could definitely, certainly without question, I can make a cup of tea. It's not like, well, maybe, oh God, it's going to be difficult, but you know, you don't have to work yourself up to it. Can you make a cup of tea? Of course you can make a cup of tea. Can you take a breath? Yes, I can definitely take a breath, right? So there's a feeling of certainty. We have to go from being in fear, oh dear, to being in nishchay, certainty, definitely, yes. And that's why remembering what you want, writing it down again and again and again, having goals that are reasonable to you as well. Because sometimes, like if, for example, someone said to me, Michael, could you, win the marathon, the biggest marathon in the world next week? Do you have certainty about it? I would say no, because it's an unreasonable goal for me. I haven't been training for a marathon, right? How am I going to beat the people who are the best in the world at this? This is what they do. Because that's a crazy goal. So sometimes people are setting themselves up for ridiculous things that they can't manage, right? So if you have a goal that is close to your heart, a vision that's close to your personal heart, that's coming from the right place. We've talked about this in other sessions. It needs to come from the right place. It belongs to you. It's related to your life, to your skills, to who you are. It's a bit outside your comfort zone, but it's not completely ridiculous. If you have that and you write it down and you feel it, then you can have that certainty, that nishchay, that belief, that faith, that expanded feeling. Right, you're going from worrying about things, oh, it's not going to work, oh dear, to expansion, to feeling that you've attained. It's so much more productive use of our energy to expand out. So you can just notice the difference between constriction. Constriction actually hurts your heart. It's a bad feeling. To expansion. Now, I want to give you a little secret about this. It's a simple, practical thing. You need to eat properly. Eat enough food. Sometimes people, when they're worrying, they don't eat. Yeah, because worrying leads to a lack of appetite, doesn't it? Worriers, if you're really worrying and anxious, you can't eat. That's what happened to me when I was lying on the floor. And I couldn't eat anything. I had to force myself up to go and have maybe a piece of toast or something. And even then, I couldn't barely get it down me. So it's important to build up your appetite. When you do exercise and when you do things that are demanding of your physical body, which is hard to do if you feel stressed out, but you have to force yourself to do a little bit of it. Then you'll get an appetite, then you'll eat, then you'll feel better. Then you can sit down and you can write down what you want. You can feel it. You can remember the times that you've done it before. Remember the successes you've had previously. Remember the stories of other people. And the more you can visualize very vividly what you want, the more joy and good feelings you're going to have. So let's just take a moment now just to hold the vision. Think of something you'd like to manifest that is dear to your heart, touches your heart, meaningful to you. And imagine that that's in front of you, and you walk into it. So you're in your body. This isn't a faraway thing. You bring it close to you. And then you walk into it, you step into your body in that new space where you feel really, really good, and you have different experience of life. Things have changed around you and within you. And let's just take some nice, slow, deep breaths in that space. Just notice that expanding feeling. You're expanding into that higher reality. And you can notice the feelings in your body change, gently morph and shift into this beautiful, good feeling. Just relaxing and enjoying that good feeling. And just notice your heart expanding, getting bigger and bigger. Just breathing into that good feeling, smiling. You can let yourself smile. You have permission to smile and feel good. And just letting go, letting go, letting anything else that isn't matched with that, just let it go. And enjoying that feeling. And you might want to also today at some point or as soon as you can, write down all the stories where you have expanded out and the good things that came from that space. Because if you look into your life, you already have experience with this in many, many times. Maybe you haven't realized how many, but when you have that certainty, that nishchay, you expand out, you believe, and then you take that action, and then you notice good things come to you. And you open up to good opportunities, you open up to good experiences, and then good things come from that place. So just breathing deeply into that space and that state within you. Letting your heartbeat slow down. Much love. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Stay in that higher state of being. Raise your vibration into that expanded state. And a little final tip is that meditation, whether you listen to guided meditations or other meditations, can really help raise you up. And we have a lot of free meditations you can listen to about expanding your consciousness, tapping into a higher power, receiving the energy. So the more you practice going in and expanding, the more you come into that feeling, and then as you look around your life, you'll go, oh, there's all these opportunities everywhere that I can use. There's opportunity here, there's opportunity here. You're getting messages in your inbox, you're getting text messages, you're meeting people, you're seeing things. There's all these opportunities, and you see them and you realize, I could do that. This is coming to me for a reason. So take advantage of those beautiful opportunities that you get, the ones that you're aligned with. And I just want to thank you so much for your beautiful presence. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, expanding, 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 opening your heart, opening your mind, being in that beautiful space where you can receive the blessings that life is giving you. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.